You're listening to The Standard Podcast. Eye-opening for your ears.
สวัสดีค่ะโบสาวิตรีนะคะ This is We Need to Talk Podcast. Podcast Talk Show ภาษาอังกฤษสำหรับคนไทยที่ใช้ภาษาอังกฤษค่ะ Hi you guys, welcome back to our show. Thank you so much for listening.แกสของเราในวันนี้ค่ะ Grace นัทยาบุญชมไพศาลหรือ Grace The Face นั่นเองค่ะสวัสดีค่ะ Grace
สวัสดีค่ะ
Hello. Hey. Hello Welcome to our show You're the first The Face contestant to be on our show
Wow we I had, feel very honored
We had Philip from The Face Men
Okay
On here before But you're the first woman to be on our show
Oh thank you
So thank you for being here
Thank you for having meme. And
let's see, here's what we already know about you. We know that you are 24 years old. We know that you are the winner of The Face Thailand Season 3. We know that you enjoy dancing and you're very good at it. We also know from what we see that you are gorgeous.
Thank you.
Now we're going to talk about all these topics in detail, but in just a few seconds. But first, since we all know you from the show The Face Thailand...I would like to know, which part of your face do you like the most?
Actually, there are a lot of my face features that I like. Mm-hmm. But most, I would say my eyes.
Yeah.
And that's because, as we all know, that the eyes, you know, allow us to see things and stuff. So I think it's sometimes you don't even need to say something.But you can communicate with your eyes. So isn't that amazing?
Like, yeah.
I find that's very special in a way. So, yeah.
You can tell a lot by a person's eyes.
Exactly, yeah.
Which part of your face do you dislike the most?
I don't really like my cheeks.
What?
Okay. When I was younger, I saw in my pictures, okay, that was cute.But then now I think it's a little bit too chubby. So like, you know,
I think a lot of girls who are listening will get what you're saying.
Yeah.
Because we're very critical of our face.
Exactly.
And when we take pictures, the first thing we go, oh my God, na yai mak loi.
Chai.
That's the first thing we say is that our faces are so big.
I actually get a lot of, I got a lot of comments about my cheeks. It's like, oh my lai, where you about? I'm like, no. That's, no. But okay. Yeah. That's probably, the part that I'm most insecure about.
Yeah.
About my
I'm the same way, and a lot of people tells me that. A lot of people told me that, you know, one day you're going to appreciate it.
Yeah,
because, you know, when you're older, then, you know, you'll look youthful.
Yeah. I actually appreciate it, but, you know, for my career, it's on and off. Like, I love it. Oh, no, I don't.
I get you. Who do you think has the most beautiful face you've ever seen?
Angelina Jolie.
Yeah.
Right? I mean...
Her structure is just perfect.
Her structure is just, like, amazing. Stand out. And she's, like, forever beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how to actually put that into words because she's really beautiful.
Yeah. Who do you think has the most handsome face you've ever seen?
That's actually a really hard question because I actually have so many in my mind.
You can name a few.
A few? But that's going to take the whole day. No, I'm just joking. I like Channing Tatum.
Ah, yes.
Look at you. She's like, yes.
My voice changed. Sorry, husband.
Channing Tatum and... I'd say Brad Pitt and many more.
Okay, so to start things off, let's go to the place where we all go to when we want to learn about someone.
Mm-hmm.
The internet.
The internet.
I'm pretty sure a lot of us, myself included, have probably Googled ourselves, you know, once or twice or more. Have you ever Googled yourself?
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's answer some of the questions people have about you. So when we Google Grace the Face, the suggestions are the following, and you're going to have to answer these.
All right.
The first one is Grace the Face Rien Thi Nai.
Assumption University, Thailand. And during my high school, I used to study at Rasamy International School and St. John's International School.
Okay.
Yeah.
Grace the Face Suan Suong.
Suan Suong, 173 centimeters.
Gosh, I'm jealous.
I wish I'm taller, though.
Really?
I wish I'm taller than this.
Why? So, like, at an international level?
International level, like, at least 178.
Yeah.
That would be great.
I mean, I would be happy at, like, 170. I know, I would be happy with, like, 165.
165.
I would be content. So, the last one is grace the face. Look, kung arai.
Kung pa, kung me. เป็นคนไทยแท้ค่ะ I'm full Thai 100% Thai yeah
All right now let's time travel back to your childhood
Okay
Tell us about little Grace How what were you like as a child
Very shy and quiet kind of girl back then
mm-hmm.
But as I grew up, things change all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So I was actually a very active. I was very sporty, and I like to do a lot of activities. I started to dance since I was 4 years old, like
what?
Thai dancing.
Uh-huh.
That was first, and ballet, jazz dance, hip hop, contemporary, Latin.
Dang, you do Latin?
Yeah,
oh
yeah.
My God,
I used to, and that's I would say that's my favorite.
Yeah,
that's my favorite type. I tried a lot. But I would say Latin is like my favorite because it's so free, like salsa, for example.
Yes, I love salsa.
Salsa, rumba. It's so free and the type of music, it's fun.
Sexy.
It's sexy.
So sexy.
It's exotic. It's, oh, I don't know. It's a lot of flavors inside.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'd say I like that the most. That's the kind of dancing that I like the most. Though I stopped dancing, well, not completely, but I mean ballroom. Latin, I stopped for a while now,
mm-hmm.
but I wish I can go back to it.
I'm
definitely going to go back to it, but yeah, I love to watch like lots of dance movies, Step Up.
Do you watch Dancing with the Stars?
I do.
Really?
I do.
Who's your favorite pro?
I can't remember his name. I'm such a
what
bad
does he
fan.
Look, what does he look like? What does he look like?
He's blonde. And Derek. He was paired with Nicole Scherzinger.
Okay, they're amazing.
That I cannot remember which episode it was, but their show was the tango.
Ah, was it the Argentine tango?
You have no idea how many times I replayed that on YouTube.
Yeah, me too. I like seriously want to be Nicole. I seriously want to be able to dance like that.
I tried to do that in front of the mirror. And I tripped so many times, you have no idea. But that's like my inner happiness.
Yeah. Oh my God, I
want
to see
you
dance.
Yeah. I love to dance.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't have limitations of the type.
Yeah. But you do it all.
I do it all.
Did you used to do it competitively?
I was about to. Because when I used to grow up in Phuket.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up in Phuket for 8 years.
Yeah.
And every day after school, I would just, you know, train. For like hours.
Yeah.
And I never feel tired for that because I love it so much.
Mm-hmm.
And I was almost at that point where I was going to get into a competition. And because I moved back to Bangkok because of study.
Yeah.
And that kind of took over my time a lot. And so, yeah. I actually kind of said if I could turn back time, I would, you know, continue. But yeah.
Tell us about your family. Do you have any siblings?
Yeah, I do. I have two little brothers.
Aww.
Well, they're not little anymore, but yeah. I still consider them little. They're all very talented as well. Because mm-hmm. we grew up, you know, my dad, he was a musician. He was a guitarist before.
Uh-huh.
And since we were young, we used to just enjoy playing a lot of instruments. Inspired by our dads, for sure. We actually have a lot of instruments at home.
What do you play?
I used to play piano, but I can't anymore, which is sad. It's really sad. But I used to be able to play piano. I used to take classes. My brothers, they can play a lot of instruments like drums, guitar, saxophone, clarinet.
Wow.
So many.
Wow.
So when we were young, we used to like have a little band
like
at home.
Like a jam session.
Yeah, exactly. Like every day after school, my dad would just pick us up from school and then we'd just come home and just like, you know, he would just get on his guitar and then my brother would just, with another guitar and we would just try to sing along and stuff like that. Yeah.
Oh,
we did that a lot back then.
So back in school, what subjects were you good at and which one were you not so good at?
I'd say I was really good at English subject.
Mm-hmm.
It's my favorite.
Yeah.
It's the most easiest. No, but I love my teacher. Actually, I love all my teachers. But I'm really bad in math,
mm-hmm.
physics, chemistry.
A lot of people hate math and science.
Yeah. It took me a long time to actually pass the exam. So, yeah, I went through that. It was a hard time, but, yeah, I got through it. So,
if we were to ask your friends in high school what you were like, how do you think they would describe you?
I think they would say I was a nerd.
Yeah.
Actually, it's funny. Actually, I actually asked him yesterday. You know, when you gather with your friends and then we just ask random questions
yeah.
about things.
And
then we came across this topic when we were in high school. And so they were like, Grace, you are a nerd. Like, full on. You are full on nerd. Like, that type with glasses and braces.
You know, yeah.
That was me. That was me. But also very sporty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How did your dreams change as a child up until when you finished high school?
It's a surprise change, I would say, because, okay, being a model or, you know, entertainer, it was my dream.
Mm-hmm.
But because of so many things, like I got bullied a lot, and back then my skin color wasn't really accepted in the industry,
yeah.
you know, in Thai industry. So that kind of, my dream kind of got shattered a little. But I still continue to, you know, do a lot of activities like dancing, singing, and watch a lot of modeling shows.
Mm-hmm.
America's Next Top Model, for example.
Yeah.
It changed a lot. It in a surprisingly unexpected way. But I would say dream came true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you totally went all the way and won it.
That's also unexpected.
Speaking of the phase, let's talk about your season 3. It was such a fun season. It was filled with dramas with both the contestants and the mentors.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
so
yeah.
So besides the moment you were announced the winner, what was the most memorable moment during the competition?
It was the first episode when I got chosen.
Yeah.
Because I never thought that anyone would, you know, choose me to be part of the show.
Yeah.
And actually, that moment, I was like, I thought to myself that, okay, you made it this far, you made it to this round. If nobody chooses you, it will be fine, but at least you made it this far. So that's what I taught myself.
Mm-hmm.
And then, surprisingly, Pima Sha, she chose me, and that's the most, you know, memorable moment in my life, I would say, not just the show, but my life.
Because
yeah. at that point, it was the life-changing point.
Yeah.
So how could I forget that, right? It's,
yeah.
wow. And a lot of people actually didn't expect that to happen because mm-hmm. after I got chosen, a lot of comments were like, oh my God, how could she get in? What was Pima Sha thinking, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then, bam, I'm going to show you what's happening right now.
Yes,
so I'm
girl.
Prove it all, okay?
See? And like you said, you know, like around, I think around episode 9,
mm-hmm.
there started to be talks of, you know, you were considered a real contender in this competition. How did that feel? And what was the game changer for you from being the dark horse to someone who could actually win?
I think it's because I started to win 2 master classes.
Mm-hmm.
And I tried really hard. I put a lot of efforts. I did a lot of homework. A lot of people knew that I never had experience before.
Mm-hmm.
And so I tried really hard, and I think a lot of people can see that.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to say that I have my own strategy, and that is just to show a lot of improvement. And I think that was like a power for me.
Yeah.
You know, that actually gave me a lot of power to like keep going.
One thing you've mentioned was about your skin color. And you were bullied as a kid also. And the way you eventually found your own definition of beauty is very inspirational. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
It's because I got bullied a lot when I was younger. Not just from friends, but from a lot of people.
Yeah.
Teachers even. Like,
really?
Could you imagine that?
Teachers?
Yeah, yeah. A lot.
Oh, man.
I've been through like tough times. But okay, I got a lot of support from my mom, my grandmother, my family, basically.
Yeah.
Some of my friends. I didn't have a lot of friends back then because of this.
Mm-hmm.
So many times that my mom would just, you know, give me some examples from celebrities. that is not Thai. Some Thai as well, of course. But I went through a lot of sad times, and then I came across to this point that, okay, you know what? You can't change what everyone feels about you. You can't expect everyone to like you. But why? You love yourself, right? Your family loves you, so why can't you be happy about it? And that's what I thought. And through times, that developed, and eventually I start to think that, okay, I'm just going to be me. I enjoy my type of beautifulness, and I start to see a lot of other girls, people who went through the same thing that I went through. So whatever I did, some of them came to tell me that, oh, hey, you actually inspired me about this. And I'm like, wow, that's actually very powerful for me.
Yeah.
So that kind of gave me the confidence and actually start to look at things differently. Yeah. Part of the reasons why I came to the show was also because to prove to myself and others that, hey, you can do this. You don't need to be super skinny. You don't need to be super tall. Your skin color, it's actually totally fine.
Yeah.
And everyone should be more open about this. There shouldn't be any limitations or discriminations with, you know, skin tones. So when I came to the phase and I won this, it's I would say I actually have achieved some of my goals in life. Like, a lot of my friends are young girls, and they wrote to me that they told me about their stories, that they got bullied as well when they were young, mostly about their skin tones, also about their, you know, their body type. Some of them, they said that, okay, I got bullied a lot. People called me fat. People called me, said that I was too skinny and stuff. But I said, like, you know, I can't tell everyone one by one how to do or what to do, how to actually get through it. But through my actions of what I do, I would say that if you actually look at me, I think that you guys can just do whatever you actually desire to do too. Just, you only need to have that will and that spirit, that confidence, that you just believe that, okay, you are beautiful.
Yeah.
You just believe that you can actually do it and go for it, you know. No matter, even if you're white, yellow, dark, it actually doesn't matter. I'm not just saying that tan skin is the most beautiful. No, because everyone is beautiful in my eyes. You have your own way. Just go for it. Believe in yourself.
Beauty comes in different shapes
and
sizes and colors.
Just don't let anyone get in your way and tell you that you can't do this and do that. I mean, seriously, no one can stop you. If you actually want to go for it, you go for it. Do it.
What are your plans for your modeling career?
I actually want to go international.
Yeah.
That's my goal.
Are you working towards that right now?
I am working towards that. But I just started, so it's been 1 year now.
Okay.
And I'm trying to develop, you know, my skills, and actually, if I get the opportunities to go abroad, I would definitely go. And I hope this year I would get more opportunities to go abroad and try out my modeling career, advance it. Yeah, that would be great.
Well, we're crossing our fingers for you.
Yes.
Good luck.
Thank you.
So right now, you are taking on a new role as a TV host for Entertainment Tonight on PPTV. Can you tell us a little bit about that? Why did they choose you, and what's your expectation for taking on this new role?
I think the reason why they chose me is because I'm very talkative. Maybe that's one of the reasons.
Personable.
Yeah. But I actually told them that, hey, I really want to try a lot of things, and not just modeling or acting or dancing. I'm willing to try it all.
Yeah.
Because I've never done any of this before. And so I think the more I try, the more that I would know what I'm actually good at.
Mm-hmm.
And I love to challenge myself.
How do you like hosting so far?
It's great. It's fun. Yeah? I mean, like, maybe that's the thing that I'm actually very, very good at. Another thing that I'm very good at, I actually trying to, like, you know, I actually found myself.
Yeah.
I like it.
So you can act, You can sing, you can host, and you can dance. What would be your next attempt in the show business? Is there anything else you'd like to do that you haven't tried yet?
I haven't tried musical.
Oh, you're going to love it.
I actually did some back in high school, but that's high school thing, you know?
Yeah.
I think it's very challenging because musical, it's another different story, I would say. You have to act at the same time, dance at the same time, sing at the same time. It's like all in ones, you know? So I think that's another level for me.
Yeah.
And that's something I would really want, and I would love to try.
I haven't met anyone who tried being in a part of a musical production and not like be obsessed with it, because there's so much charm in it. You bond with the cast so much, and you learned and you grow throughout the process so much. And oh, I hope you have a chance to try it.
I hope so too.
And I would want to go watch it too. Okay, so thank you so much for coming. It was so much fun getting to know you. But that's not all, because next week we're going to get to know you even more.
Yay.
by playing all these fun games that we have in store. And of course, we like to invite all of you listeners to play along with us. So please, next Wednesday, join us on We Need to Talk at the Standard Podcast. และถ้ารู้ว่าเพื่อนคนไหนรักภาษาอังกฤษชอบฟังภาษาอังกฤษและเรื่องราวที่น่าสนใจของเซเลบหลากหลายฝากแชร์เอพิโซดนี้ให้เขาฟังด้วยนะคะ This is Bo Savitri วันนี้ลาไปก่อนนะคะสวัสดีค่ะ
The Standard Podcast Eye Opening for Your Ears